We welcome today's urgent debate. The Taliban's crackdown on the rights of women and girls has continued unabated since August 2021. Women have no place in the Taliban de facto cabinet. The Taliban abolished the Ministry of Women's Affairs and dissolved the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, which was a powerful voice for human rights in the country. Structures and institutions such as the women's shelters, the Attorney General's office, and the judiciary that provided protection to survivors of domestic violence have been dismantled, leaving thousands of women survivors exposed to increased gender-based violence without any redress. The closure of secondary schools for girls is a gross violation of the human rights of millions of girls, while rigid gender segregation at universities has severely curtailed possibilities of for young women to pursue meaningful higher education. Restricting women from working has exacerbated financial problems for many families, pushing them to face destitution. We urge this council to take urgent and meaningful steps to address the human rights crisis in Afghanistan and support accountability for the Taliban's systematic gender-based violence and discrimination against women and girls. UN member states must urge the Taliban to commit to a time-bound plan to urgently facilitate women's return to their jobs, the reopening of secondary girls' schools, and lifting all other restrictions imposed on human rights of women and girls. Thank you.